And good morning, and we're continuing Hilchos Shabbos, the Klal Tes, and we're learning Siman Aleph, where the Chayyadim is going through a brief presentation of the Lama Tes Malachus. And again, he will go through each one of the Lama Tes Malachus in the upcoming Klalim. Most of the Malachus will get their own Klal. And today's Shir is the Lina Shmas Yitzchak Elimelech Ben Akiva Zev Halevi. We ran through the last point over here where the Chayyadim goes through some pairs of malachas. There's Kosev and Merchik. There's Baina and Soyser. And there's Machaber and there's Mavir. Now, in regards to Baina and Soyser, the Chayyadim points out that Binyan Lashaw is called a Binyan. And his Raya is from the Mishkan. The Mishkan sometimes was there just for a short period of time. So the Yerushalmi actually discusses this issue. He wants to know, is Binyan Lashaw considered a Binyan? In general, we have a general rule by Malachas of Shabbos, Malachas of Shabbos. It has to be something which is the Niskayim. It's a person writes writing which is not going to last. It's not Niskayim. It's not Malachas of Shabbos, and it's not going to be Chayiv on Shabbos. So we should need a binyan which is Niskayim. That we're bringing a raya. That the act of burning is so significant that even if it's just done for a short period of time, it's considered enough to be chayiv. So Binyan Lashaw is going to be chayiv. Now, regards to, we will see that malachas to be chayiv have to be something which is not a makalkal. It has to be a constructive act as opposed to a destructive act. And that's why Merchik is only chayiv if it's almanas lichtov, if the person is erases with intent to write in it, so the act primarily is a constructive act. The same thing is true by soyser, person is taking apart a building. In the case of the Mishkan, the purpose of taking it apart was to be able to transport it elsewhere and rebuild it elsewhere. So what was almanas libnos, but a steer which is not almanas libnos, person just destroying something, is a destructive act, and will not be chayiv, because it's makalkel. We know the Gemara says the one example of tikkun is it should not be makalkel is because it's almanas libnos, or it's almanas to be kosev, or it's almanas person is ripping a garment almanas litvor with intent to re-sew it. What about a scenario where it's the person does not plan to do another action, but the action itself is beneficial? So a person has a garment, and there is an opening for the head, which there's threads running through there, which needs to be cut through in order to allow the head to be used. So the person rips open those threads to allow the person to wear the garment. Picture like a poncho type of a thing. So he's karei, he's ripping those threads. Not amanas litvor to plant. He's not planning to sew anything afterwards. But now you can put the garment on. So it's a kriya, which is masake, kriya, which is beneficial. So Rambam understands that the Mora says that case is osur, case is chayiv. The Rambam understands that the chayiv is because of kareya. Rashi has a different explanation, which we'll talk about, Bez Hashem, in the future Shurim. Mechaba and Mavir, so a person puts out a fire which can be constructive or destructive. Again, it has to be in a way which is constructive. And similarly making a fire, sometimes the fire can be destructive as well. So it has to be something which is positive. V'makva patish, hoyba malachas tzorfei zohav l'mishkan. So the last two malachas are makabah patish. Different explanations what makabah patish is. The concept is the gemara of malacha, which is being done, the person does an action to finish it off. That's the malacha makabah patish. So sometimes something is not fully complete, and a person adds the final step to it. Even though there's no other malacha involved in it, but that itself, the fact that the final step is completed, has a tremendous chashivas to it, and that is going enough to be, going to be, therefore, enough to be chayiv on Shabbos. The actual case of Makah Patish was as they were using their hammers to take the sheets of metal and bang them down so they're much thinner and they can be used to make the threads out of them. You would cut very, very thin strips of metal, and when you would weave it into the thread in the Bigdei Kohuna. So that process of banging that metal thin would require that occasionally you would have to straighten out the top of either the anvil or of the hammer. It should be perfectly smooth, so that it shouldn't tear the very, very thin metal that they were using. So that's one explanation of Makah Patish. So it's not even part of the malacha itself. It's something which is done at the end of the process of malacha. When you're ready for the next step, you would do that. Alternatively, it's the process of the last makah on the metal itself. And that's the chashibas of that last step. And the last malacha is mutter mishus to mishus. If a person is mutter mishus to mishus, the more says that the more brings psukim to support the malacha of mutter mishus to mishus. Tosis says, why do you need psukim for that? It's one of the lamas has malachas. Because batsim is not a significant change in the item. The item remains the same. So the fact that the person is moving from place to place, consider it a malacha gerua, a minimal type of malacha, and if we need a pasuk to tell me that malacha is enough to be chayiv. Rav Hirsch gives a beautiful explanation of it in his Sefer Charev. For those who are interested, you should take a look at there. Have a good day.